Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Rain, thunder, and lightning making for a messy morning commute. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione is tracking the timeline for wet weather, while Brian Schrader and the WRAL Storm Tracker are watching crashes and dangerous conditions out on the roads.
Plus, police spent nearly 13 hours at this Raleigh convenience store where you were looking live after witnesses say a clerk stabbed a customer.
Also, breaking news from overnight. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker captures the aftermath of a damaging fire at a business in Garner.
And early morning rocket fire overseas as violence escalates in the Middle East. A lot of news and weather to get to for you on this Friday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Friday here. We came on the air at 4:30. Not a lot of rain out there. That has certainly changed.
Yes.
We're keeping on top of it with Anthony Baglione of the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Anthony.
Hey guys, we certainly have seen some big time changes here this morning over the past couple of hours. It is a wet start for a lot of us out there. Make sure if you're on the roads, take it nice and slow because some of these cells that have been pushing through very, very heavy rainfall. We've also been seeing lightning here showing up on the map. The heaviest coverage right now is down toward the city of Raleigh, heading toward Wilson, Rocky Mount to the eastern part there as you head toward Williamston, Greenville, North Carolina. That's where we're seeing this push mainly to the north and east. So we're seeing them move along fairly steadily. Look at that batch though right there, that red, the yellow, the orange showing up between Raleigh and Wake Forest around I-540. This is going to be a very, very heavy batch with some lightning, with those heavy downpours. Take it nice and slow if you are headed in that direction. Fuquay, Varina all morning long, been seeing some showers and storms in your area. Garner, Clayton, Wilson's Mills, a little bit more sporadic in your area. Everyone though talking that pretty heavy coverage. Sanford, Carthage, Pittsburgh, a very good chunk here from the Triangle to the north. You head to the south, it does get a little bit lighter. We'll watch for that coverage here this morning, mainly from the Triangle to the north, and then this afternoon it starts to increase a little bit for our southern areas. A future cast will continue to show that here. We had scattered coverage this morning, no severe thunderstorms expected, but it is going to be that very heavy coverage if you're traveling, just windshield wipers going back and forth very fast this morning. There is 1 o'clock in the afternoon though. Most of our southern area is still looking pretty good at that point, but we head here later in the afternoon, that coverage starts to sag to the south, and then when we get the rainfall tonight, continuing into tomorrow, and then continuing into our Easter Sunday as well. There's 2 a.m. waking up Easter Sunday morning, still talking some showers here in across our viewing area. It does start to wrap up though into the afternoon. I'll show you the hour by hour through Easter Sunday coming up here in just a few minutes, Brian.
Anthony, we're following breaking news right now. Starting off on the east side of Raleigh out toward Knightdale, we have a crash on 540 westbound between the Knightdale Boulevard interchange up toward the Old Mill Burney Road Bridge. They have just opened the right lane there, so we are getting some traffic flowing around that crash. Need to allow some extra time, though, heading out of Knightdale up toward the north side of Raleigh. As we zoom into that area, if you can pick up 540 westbound from Buffalo Road, you'll be on the other side of that crash and those delays. Another crash that we're following right now has blocked Lake Wheeler Road right around I-40 on the south side of Raleigh. Let's go live to Nia Harden in the WRAL Storm Tracker. And Nia, looks like a big police response out there with this crash.
Yeah, right now, from what I can tell, it looks like they are blocking the area, trying to make sure that no one is able to get into this get near this intersection right now. This all happening, according to Raleigh police, around 2:23 this morning when that crash happened. So far, what we know is that at least one person was taken to the hospital in serious condition. They are still investigating the cause of the crash, how this all happened. Of course, as we get more information, we'll make sure to let you know. But in the meantime, it's definitely going to be a good idea to stay out of the area. Brian?
And this is right there at the State Farmers Market. And if you're trying to get from I-40 into South Raleigh and you typically use Lake Wheeler Road, consider using Gorman Street or maybe South Saunders Street as a good option. And then from there, you can head toward Maywood Avenue and continue on your way along Lake Wheeler Road. Also getting reports in the past few minutes of a crash on 40 westbound right around Avant Ferry Road. Another update in about 10 minutes, Michelle.
All right, thank you, Brian. Breaking news this morning, the crime scene tape is gone nearly 13 hours after violence at a store in downtown Raleigh. Police spent all night at Taz's supermarket, leaving just after 4 o'clock this morning. Witnesses told WREL a clerk stabbed a customer there. WREL's Keenan Willard has been there all morning as police left. Keenan, what's the latest here?
Well, as you said, they actually cleared out just after 4 o'clock this morning, and the only information that we've gathered throughout this lengthy investigation from Raleigh police is that a 30-year-old man was stabbed here around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. We don't have any backstory from police beyond that, but witnesses are telling us what exactly they saw here yesterday afternoon. People who are actually on the scene say a confrontation broke out between a store clerk and a man inside of the store. The clerk, according to witnesses, accusing the man of stealing, which he denied. It eventually escalated into violence with the man being stabbed multiple times and stumbling out of the store and onto the street, where other witnesses rushed up to try to give life-saving aid to him. Now, he was taken to Wake Med in critical condition, and we don't have an update on his condition since last night. That's more information we're going to be looking for from police in the coming hours. But take a listen to the tense scene that witnesses laid out. One man watching it all unfold with his young son right next to him.
The store owner said that the guy was stealing. He wasn't stealing. He turned, he pulled out a knife, threatened the man a couple of times, demanded. The man kept saying, leave me alone. I didn't take nothing. I didn't take nothing. I didn't take nothing. They started fighting. The store owner stabbed him about 2-3 times.
Definitely a difficult thing to witness there. The only information we have about the clerk from Raleigh police is that they have taken him for questioning. They haven't identified a suspect. They have not identified the victim, and they have not identified any potential charges that could arise out of this situation. It is one we're going to be monitoring, though, in the hours ahead, especially as we continue to communicate with Raleigh police here on the ground. Keenan Willard, the WREL Morning News.
And more breaking news we are following for you this morning. It was a tough overnight for a local business burned by a fire. Video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker shows the damage here. ST Wooten Corporation on Cleveland Road in Garner. This is just after 1 a.m. You can see a shed was burned right through, and firefighters say no one was inside at the time. Investigators are working to find out a cause. They had those flames out and left the scene after 2 a.m. We're also working to learn more about a crash that sent a car into the woods near I-40 at Harrison Avenue. This happened on the eastbound side of the interstate around 11 last night. WRL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene. Highway Patrol tells us there was one person in the car rushed to Wake Med and Cary. Another person in the car was not hurt.
In just over 2 hours, we'll learn if the jobs market is staying hot. Economists say that could be bad news for inflation. For now, they expect this morning's March jobs report to show hiring slowed down. Experts believe fewer new jobs would indicate the Federal Reserve's decision to keep raising interest rates is working to slow inflation. NC State economist Mike Walden tells WREL he's also looking for a shakeup in the types of jobs that they're hiring.
What we've seen in the last couple of job reports is tech jobs down, but jobs at those aforementioned sectors, restaurants, government, et cetera, boom. So I think there's going to be an examination of we're going to see a continued reorganization of where jobs are to be more like it was pre-COVID.
And too much of a slowdown could be a red flag, though. Experts say it could be an indicator of a recession.
This morning, the family of a woman who was shot and killed by Fayetteville police will announce a lawsuit. The family of Jada Johnson suing two officers involved in her death, as well as the city of Fayetteville. Officers shot Johnson 17 times. Her grandparents said she was suffering a mental health crisis. Police say Johnson posed a threat to officers at the scene. Prosecutors have not announced any charges in the case. Today's announcement is at 11 at Fayetteville's federal courthouse, and we'll stream it on WRL.com and the WRL News app.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center on this stormy Good Friday, we're keeping an eye on the conditions and the flights in and out of RD International this morning. Courtesy of FlightAware this morning, we're seeing just five delayed flights out of RD International this morning. And if we check, it's having to do with United, Southwest, and JetBlue's. They have five flights delayed among all three airlines this morning. And taking a look at the big picture, you can see the storm system right here. Right now, we're not seeing any delays or cancellations out of Charlotte Douglas International, where a number of RDU flights are routed through. A number of flights are also connecting in Atlanta. And right now, we see that right now there are 14 delayed flights at Atlanta's airport this morning. An hour ago, it was just 5. So clearly, the weather that's moving through the southeast is having an impact on travel. Be sure to check with your airline before heading to the airport.
Good point, Ken. Thank you. Breaking news from overseas. In just the last hour, Israeli medics say a Palestinian shooting attack in the occupied West Bank left 2 people dead. This comes just hours after Israel hit the Gaza Strip and Lebanon with missile strikes. A new video shows the strikes, which happened early this morning, are in response to rocket attacks aimed at Israel from Lebanon and the Gaza Strip. Those attacks came just 2 days after clashes between police and worshipers at a holy mosque in Israel. This violence comes as the Jewish community celebrates Passover and Muslims mark the holy month of Ramadan. We are tracking breaking news in Raleigh for you. A crash on Centennial Parkway is causing some problems. The WRL Storm Tracker is working to get a better vantage point, and another update is straight ahead for you. Plus,
4, 3, 2, 1, ignition, engine full power, and liftoff.
Breaking news, another successful launch for SpaceX and NASA. Just ahead at 6:30, the first of its kind cargo aboard this early morning rocket launch.
And it has certainly been a busy morning with the showers and storms on radar. I'll walk you through hour by hour when these are expected to push in and continue here through the Easter weekend and how our holiday forecast is looking coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. It is 6:14 on our Friday morning. As we head into this holiday weekend, we are tracking those showers and storms on radar right now. Look at all of that coverage, all the lightning as well. And every single one of those lightning strikes that you see showing up is cloud to ground lightning, meaning it goes from the cloud to the ground. And those are the really dangerous ones, too. So we could be seeing some issues with that. But for the most part, looking like just heavy to moderate rainfall here across most of our area. Raleigh, Garner, Wendell, Wake Forest, everyone included in this heavy batch that's continuing to push up to the north and east. Just plan for that rain as you are headed out this morning. It is going to be a very wet drive. A little bit lighter toward Roanoke Rapids and Rocky Mount, but everyone's still talking that sporadic coverage. Today, we'll watch for those rounds of showers through the day.
Anthony here at 6:14. Want to update you about a couple of crashes we are following. First of all, on 540 westbound, right around the Old Mill Burney Road Bridge area there on the east side of Raleigh, we have a crash that is blocking a couple of lanes, but it looks like traffic is flowing a little more freely there as you head away from 64 Business up toward Old Mill Burney Road and then on to Buffalo Road. Also have a crash in South Raleigh on 40 westbound, right around the Avant Ferry Road Bridge area, so expect some delays from Gorman Street out toward the US 1 interchange, and we still have that crash block Lake Wheeler Road right around Centennial Parkway. Another update in just a few minutes, Michelle.
Thank you, Brian. Progressive lawmakers, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, are calling for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas to be impeached. Criticism against Thomas is mounting after a new report from ProPublica shows Justice Thomas accepted luxury trips from a Republican donor for decades and did not properly disclose them. The report found Justice Thomas took various trips on the donor's yacht and private jet. The donor denied the trips were meant to influence Thomas's rulings in any way. This morning on Today, a ProPublica reporter discusses why the Supreme Court still lacks oversight compared to other branches of our government.
In other parts of the government, there's all kinds of enforcement mechanisms where, you know, even if you're a member of Congress, there's an ethics committee that does investigations and can censure you and that sort of thing. How exactly this works for the Supreme Court is actually incredibly opaque.
And you can see more of this story this morning on Today. It airs at 7 o'clock right here on WREL.
It is Good Friday and Easter weekend is upon us. That means candy and egg hunts and family fun.
But, Jeff, the rain starting to be a little bit of a problem for some of those events if you're headed out and about this weekend. Just bring the umbrella.
A wee bit.
Yeah. Well, Raleigh is hosting its first Friday celebration in Moore Square. They'll have food trucks, a local market, and a free screening of the Lego movie. We are working to learn. We have just learned, actually, that the plan has been pushed back because of the rain. It has been pushed back to May. So stick with us. We'll let you know exactly when this is going to happen. But again, not happening, unfortunately, this weekend.
Ron Brothers Beer Company is hosting a spring festival starting at noon Saturday. There'll be food trucks, live music, special children's zone. The festival is free to attend, but we are working to learn what will happen if there is rain.
And you can dream a dream this weekend at the DPAC. There's a good way to stay dry. The theater is putting on 5 performances of Les Miserables. You can catch the show through Sunday. You can read more about this and other events this weekend on WREL.com. Just search Out and About. So, unfortunately, rain is, messing up some plans. But the DPAC's a good choice.
Right. And some of those contingency plans going to play a factor here. And yeah. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione keeping a close eye on the rain situation that's happening right now via the radar, which has sparked up and some lightning out there too.
Yeah, certainly been an active morning radar-wise for a large chunk of us. The heaviest rainfall that we have seen has really been in the Fuquay-Varina Arena area this morning. Over the past 3 hours, they've had almost about 3 inches of rain as estimated by radar. Everyone, though, has been talking this pretty heavy coverage, at least from the Triangle to the north. Some of our southern areas, places like Fayetteville, Goldsboro, this coverage has really not been very much, but we'll still watch for that to increase during the day today. Let's get us over here, though, to still the heaviest batch that we're watching right now. Look at all of that yellow, the orange showing up. We're seeing a little bit less lightning than we were earlier, but still could watch for some lightning in some of these cells. Wake Forest in your area, if you were to look to the south right now, likely seeing some of those lightning bolts. Raleigh, Garner, the heaviest just to the east of the city of Raleigh right now. Wendell, Clayton, Wilson's Mills is fairly dry, but just to your north, seeing some of those showers pushing through. Roanoke Rapids heading down I-95. You're going to run into some of those lighter showers. Still some lightning strikes showing up toward eastern North Carolina as well. And we head down to the south and west of the city of Raleigh. Sanford, Southern Pines, Pittsboro. There's a batch just to the south, just to the north and west of Anger right now. Still continuing to push through the triangle as we head over the next little while here on this Friday morning. Everyone will see rainfall today, but it's just going to be a little bit of time before it works its way into most of our southern areas. Futurecast continues to show it's a little bit underdone this morning, but still showing for the most part from the triangle to the north that coverage. And it still will be fairly heavy in some spots as well. Fayetteville, though, notice our southern areas by about 1 o'clock, still pretty light to moderate, if any, coverage at that point. But this will continue to push to the south and east, and everyone will be seeing it tonight. We continue the rain tomorrow. We continue the rain on our Sunday morning for Easter Sunday. So I wish I had a better forecast for the weekend. But the good thing is, as we head into Easter Sunday afternoon, it is looking a lot better here than what we're talking out there today and into this weekend. Temperatures are going to be another factor for us today. If you step outside right now in most of our area, it's not feeling too bad. The temperatures, though, that you will feel this afternoon are going to be in the mid to upper 40s for most of us from the triangle to the north, and maybe the mid to upper 50s down to the south, where we don't get quite as much rain during the afternoon hours. So they are only going down from what you're feeling out there right now. So just plan for that. Probably going to want the jacket, coat, sweatshirt, something like that handy to keep you warm this afternoon. We have those rain chances here during the day today, 90% chance tonight. During the day on Saturday, there is our Easter Sunday. A little bit of better news for us into the afternoon. We'll watch those showers during Easter Sunday morning up and at them for those early church services. I do think you will want the umbrella handy. Then we head here later on in the day. Still some sporadic coverage by about 8 a.m. or so, but I do think Futurecast is a little bit overdone with that. And by lunchtime, I'm really anticipating a better forecast with some sunshine returning here by Sunday afternoon. We're at 48 on our Saturday. This is going to be a good day to be inside, hanging with family and friends, just not being outside in the elements. 70 on Sunday. We look a whole lot better there, though, Brian, into next week with sunshine and temperatures back in the 70s.
All right, Anthony, let's take a look at traffic this morning, and it is already a busy morning commute. We're going to start off with the live camera at I-40 at Avent Ferry Road on the south side of Raleigh, where we still have a crash in the clearing stages there. It looks like everything's over on the right shoulder, but we're still seeing some pretty heavy backups as you head away from Gorman Street out toward the I-40 interchange. Also on the south side of Raleigh, we still have that crash blocking Lake Wheeler Road right around Centennial Parkway. It's closed from I-40 up to Centennial Parkway this morning. This is an earlier overnight crash that police still are investigating. Consider using South Saunders Street as a good alternate route from I-40 getting into downtown Raleigh. And new in the past few minutes, a crash reported at the intersection of Glenwood Avenue at Creedmoor Road. The still image from the camera there not showing any obvious backups through there, and the sensors are looking pretty good, but reportedly this is a crash with injuries. We'll watch those sensors, let you know how that's developing.
All right, thank you, Brian. A new rule from the White House aimed at transgender student athletes. Coming up, how it could pose a big problem for Republican-led efforts to limit options for those athletes, including in North Carolina.
And we're keeping a close eye on the breaking news in downtown Raleigh, where police spent more than 12 hours after a stabbing at a local convenience store.
And then ahead on today, what a new study is revealing about the differences between the brains of men and women and their impact on weight gain.
There are people that are missing in this country that their families don't have any idea what happened to them.
Skeletal remains, unnamed and unclaimed, filed away in boxes, too often forgotten.
They didn't have a name for 20 years. No one knew who they were.
Now, scientists are cracking the oldest cold cases, teasing clues from the bones in the boxes.
Just the satisfaction of being able to unravel something that somebody tried so hard to hide at some point. You know, somebody didn't get away with murder.
True Crime meets forensic science in What Remains, the new podcast from WREL Studios.
For the family, it's everything. This is what they struggled and suffered through for years.
He said, "We found your sister." And I was like, whoa.
Find and follow What Remains now in your favorite podcast app.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. To get the coverage you need, call the number on the screen now.
The most experienced severe weather team.
All of West Durham is officially under a level 2 risk for severe weather.
Is covering your neighborhood with a certified accurate forecast only on WRAL News. That's coverage you can count on.
I'm Kristen Severance, and I'm part of the WRAL Doc Unit.
Okay, our home isn't small. That's why we have a ground mapping chopper that can get here fast. When breaking news happens, there's no time to wait, so we send Sky 5. So you see what's happening live, from every angle, no matter where it's happening. First on the scene, first with the facts. You won't get this kind of coverage anywhere else. WRAL News, coverage you can count on. This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The Jonas Brothers are back with a new song from their upcoming album.
And Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending on this Friday, Brian.
Yes, the band released the new single at midnight, and it is called Waffle House.
No, don't get stressed, it's gonna get banging up. Oh, deep conversations.
There was your little taste of Waffle House. The Jonas Brothers say that it's a celebration of the diner, which is, of course, a popular late-night spot, and it's inspired by the Bee Gees and the Doobie Brothers.
I love them.
It smells like Waffle House, tastes like Waffle House, you know, but it has nothing to do with Waffle House. They've been talking about this for weeks. They said it's about getting together, sitting down with those you love, and just talking things through and figuring out stuff. Anything's possible when you do that, they said.
I love it so much. I saw them at Walnut Creek 2 years ago, was it? They're fantastic. They put on such a good show. They really are so good.
I want to see them at Waffle House.
That's right.
That too.
They were right here behind the station. Also, actress Reese Witherspoon and NFL legend Tom Brady are talking about the rumors that the two of them are dating. Some people on social media had suggested that they were together since they both recently had divorced, but representatives for both stars say that the rumors are untrue.
Yeah, they say definitely, absolutely, positively not. They are not dating. Both teams came out and said they've never even met each other. They've never been in the same room as each other. So, no, they are not dating. But, you know, Hollywood likes to speculate. She's America's sweetheart, and it's Tom Brady. So, you know, people maybe want to see them together, but no, it's not true.
Well, I'm glad something that never was anything got squashed.
I was about to say, you can't even say that's how rumors get started. They just
exactly. Brian, thanks. Our news continues.
So much happening right now. We are taking a look at a crash. The scene right now being investigated. Coming up, we're going to tell you about what police are saying about it.
And we're tracking some very heavy showers and storms currently on radar. I'll go over the hour-by-hour forecast, show you who needs to plan for the rain coming into this holiday weekend.